This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. From time to time, we ask people about works of art that have changed their lives. Brian Blade is a jazz drummer who's toured with Bob Dylan, and he leads his own ensemble called the Fellowship Band. He grew up in Shreveport, Louisiana, where he was raised on gospel and soul and funk. But when he was 16, he heard a folk singer that showed him a new direction in life.
I'd just gotten my driver's license, you know. I had a little Volkswagen Beetle with a cassette player in it. And a dear friend of mine, he gave me actually two cassettes of Joni. One of the cassettes was Hijira. So I'm starting to drive. I'm, you know, going to high school every morning. I put that tape of Hijira in, and it immediately started, you know, Joni's words and music, it started to speak to me in a way that other music hadn't before.
I'm traveling in some vehicle. I'm sitting in some cafe. A defector from the petty wars that shall shut up away.
The poetic descriptions, the details of almost crawling along a landscape, every tumbleweed and every cactus and even the clouds above, there was so much description emotionally in the poetry. And the harmony was different to me as well. Her harmonic sensibility, I think she would call them chords of inquiry, you know. There's a question in that sound. Unknowingly, it had quite a bit of foreshadowing in what was coming for me. I've been a touring musician for the last almost 20 years now. There's this constant, you know, I'm traveling in some vehicle, I'm sitting in some cafe. There are certain places that come into the songs, like Furry Sings the Blues, and she's talking about Memphis, Tennessee.
Old Furry sings the blues, bring him smoke and drink. Mostly muttering now, and sideshows feel. But there was one song he played I could really feel. There's a double bill murder at the New Daisy.
There's a double bill murder at the New Daisy. Well, I played at the New Daisy. Or a blue motel room where, you know, here in Savannah, it's pouring rain. Well, I've written songs, been to Savannah, and stood on cobblestones while it was raining, and I feel like I stepped into some coil that she actually pre-wrote. You know, it kind of set me up.
Will you still love me when I call you up, when I?
You know, it's not so much, it's not about rhyme scheme or things fitting into a perfect AAB big chorus form of popular music, but it's more so a story unfolding. By hearing Hijira, it gave me that liberty of like, oh, we can drive this desert until we reach the ocean. We can take a long line, you know. I wouldn't have been able to write had I not discovered or been introduced to Joni's music.
Jazz drummer and composer Brian Blade. You can hear him play with Joni Mitchell on a track we posted at studio360.org. Michael Rayfield produced our story. Is there some musician or song or work of art that changed your life? If so, tell us about it at studio360.org, and we may feature you on the show.